Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and sometimes if General Hospital is good, we'll talk about that too. When it's not, we don't talk about it. And all kinds of stuff that's been going on with Days of Our Lives lately, so we have plenty of material lately. This is Anna, and Carrie's here.
Hello. Do you want me to do my temping?
Sure, go for
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Diva of Dual. Our blog is divaofdual.com. Facebook, we have a new friends page, and that is under my name, Carrie Messner, but I go by the handle Diva of Dual on Facebook, too. So you see Carrie Messner, Diva of Dual, that's me. So you can Facebook me there. And we also have the fan page, which is Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to our page on iTunes. There you go.
All right. And Marianne will be joining us in a little bit. And we also want to pimp the Hapkas. Follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And they're good friends of ours. And, of course, Teo Penglis and Lauren Coslow as well on Twitter. And speaking of Teo Penglis, we want to talk about that for a minute.
Yay, we had another interview, Teo, last night. So if anybody missed it live, you can find the audio on the blog, or you can find it here on Blog Talk Radio and listen to it anytime you want. And
iTunes.
Teo is great. Yeah, and iTunes, of course, too. Yeah.
I always learn something new with Teo. Whenever we have Teo on, it's like he takes us on a journey, and you never know where you're going to go or where you're going to end up, but it's always fun while you're on it. And
absolutely.
Yeah, he talked about some fun stuff. So if you haven't, like she said, if you haven't listened to it yet, definitely check it out. And we talked about Stefano a little bit, about Joe. So talked about a lot of the different things going on, a little bit about the character. And then he also talked a lot about, we talked a lot about his book, Seducing Celebrities, One Meal at a Time, and also his previous book, Places. And he's just such an interesting and generous person, and had lots of fun callers that called in, some old friends, some new friends, and it was just really nice to have everybody join in. And we miss the people that weren't able to make it, and hopefully they get to at least listen to the podcast. So Teo's doing great. I mean, gosh, to think about all the things he's got going on now, like, it kind of makes my head spin. You know, he's got Days of Our Lives, and he's got his book tours, and he's got the Days of Our Lives book tours, and all kinds of other projects. And we're hoping he gets a book tour set up for his Seducing Celebrity book soon. That would be fun. So maybe he'll be coming to a city or town near you sometime. So meaning, you know, across the country. So I'm trying to think as far as and then you had some new, you'd wanted to talk about some news, like about Greg Vaughn. And
I wanted to mention the interview last night with Teo. It seemed like he kind of spoiled that Stefano was going to die. Did you get that impression?
Yeah, that's the impression I got. Yeah, I was trying to tiptoe around that because I wasn't sure if that was out or not or what, but sounds like it. So so it's a sad, you know, going to be sad for sure. I mean, we just lost another veteran character, beloved, you know, with Bo Brady dying. And so while we have a lot of good news, a lot of good things that are happening, it is happening on the show. It is sad when we lose, such a, special, special actor and character on the show and everything. And so I'm sure there will be lots of, sure it'll be pretty powerful.
Yeah, oh, and you also mentioned he was going to shoot scenes with Lauren Coslow, right? But it didn't quite happen yet.
Yes. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, but yes, you're right. We have some Condre to look forward to. We don't know how much or how little, but we're hoping that it will be fun and there will be a lot of it, but we at least know there's something coming up. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping for a tango, maybe a storyline, I don't know, but they definitely have a lot of chemistry, and gosh, I mean, talk about blending two big fan bases, you know, between the two of them. I mean, you know, so that, and I mean, and for those of you who've watched the show for a long time or maybe haven't, Andre and Kate have had a few, we'll say run-ins before that were rather entertaining and, certainly are memorable. So, check out the tango sometime. That was a good one. And they just sort of laughed and didn't address what happened in the limo. I tried when I was at Day of Days. I tried to get that part, but I don't think either of them really remembered, to be honest.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're like, what? The limo scene? But I did try. But for those of us super fans, we've always wanted to know what exactly went on in that limo. But anyway, we know that he was felt relief. We know that, but we don't know much more. But anyway, so let's see. So we have that to look forward to at some point. And of course, 6 months from now, given their filming schedule. So let's see what else. Sounds like he has fun working with Billy Flynn a lot and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he sounds like he really enjoyed the scenes that he filmed with Ali Sweeney and with Martha Madison. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to go next? Anything else?
I'm unbelievably disappointed with the Greg Vaughn news. The Greg Vaughn scene.
Yeah, me too.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I really hope they can somehow bring him back, because that's just ridiculous. It really is. I mean, oh my gosh, I sat right across from that man, and he is just about the sweetest and dreamiest guy. I'm like, focus, so yeah, and he's such, I think they kind of wrote Eric into a bit of a corner, and I'm really kind of hoping he, you know, alluded on our interview with him, he alluded to some turns of events with Eric that are pretty powerful, and I think that, you know, he's going to knock it out of the park. And I'm really hoping that, you know, somehow it'll mean that we can have him back at some point. So that's my hope anyway.
Yeah, there's a rumor out there that Eric kills Daniel in a drunk driving accident.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor too, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming maybe Eric goes to jail. And that's why
Maybe.
You know. I just don't understand the point of destruction of Eric. I mean, I don't know why he's drinking too much. I don't understand why he's addicted to alcohol. I got a little bit of a clue
from Greg on that, in that, you know, he said, you know, this guy has been raped by Kristen. He had his whole life ripped apart, not being able to be a priest anymore. He got into a disastrous elephant story. That's enough to send anybody to drink. I mean,
that's true.
And then, you know, with the whole Serena thing and then the Nicole thing and all that. And so he kind of alluded to some, underlying anger that Eric has and some feelings he hasn't dealt with. So I think it's actually going to be really fun for us to see that side, to see Greg play that side of it. Mm-hmm. But I just hope that they can bring him back too, because I really think he's a gem. He's just, I don't even, words just don't even know how, I can't even really express how neat he is. So, so I definitely hope that they can somehow bring him back later. But I'm looking forward to seeing everything as it plays out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we got to give him credit. He's finally getting rid of Dr. Dirty. I mean, give the guy a medal. Don't send him to prison. No, I'm just kidding. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that. But, Daniel's finally leaving. And, I mean, you know, Sean Christian's done a great job, in the role, for sure. That's got to be hard not playing somebody that should be really popular but usually isn't, in terms of the relationships that he's in and the skeeviness of the character at times, at least the first 3 or 4 years he was on the show. But does anyone else, speaking of Dr. Dan, does anyone else feel like this Finn should be his, like, son or brother or something? I keep doing a double take. Like, it's almost like they went out and got somebody who looked as close as they possibly could to Dr. Dan. I don't know. Do you see that? Do you see that resemblance?
Well,
I don't know.
They're supposed to be, like, equals, but to me, Finn looks a lot younger.
Yeah.
I know his accent is different from Paul Telfer's, but to me, he kind of looks and acts way too much like Xander.
I think it's kind of an awkward... I mean, I think the guy's adorable, but I just... it's a little bit too, like, soon, almost, from getting rid of Xander and bringing him on. So it's a little bit odd, I think. But, I mean, you know, I guess I'll give it some time to grow on me. But I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, at least he had the sensitivity to apologize to the nurse since Daniel kind of offended her and, you know, take her out to dinner, you know. But I don't know if he had ulterior motives or not. But anyway, but every time I see him on screen, I have to do a double take. I keep thinking, oh, wait, no, that's not Daniel. But, yeah, he does look like he's, you know, 20-some-odd years younger than Daniel. He looks like he could be almost a son or a baby brother. So anyway, so I don't know what they're thinking. And also I'm like, what's up with not having Maxine on? We never see her. You know,
right.
So I haven't seen her in forever, at least of the episodes that I've seen. So, let's see. And what else? You had some other things on the.
Matt Ashford's coming back for five episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still started filming. Yeah, I think this week coming up, he's filming, or last week. I can't remember. Yeah.
Hey, Mary Ann's on. Let me bring her on.
Hey.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Well, sorry, I just saw that.
Hi. Yes, I'm driving home from work.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Okay. Yeah, I hear Carrie's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. So.
Hi.
Yeah, so we were... what were we segueing into? I'm sorry.
Matt Ashford
coming back
for five episodes.
I might have to go for a minute as I back down my driveway because I cannot do that at the same time. Holding my
You're fine. just put us on mute.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We've been muted before, right, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
okay. So you were talking about Matt Ashford?
Yeah, so has anybody heard any rumors? Is he going to be like a ghost, or is he going to be like back for real, or, you know?
I don't know. I heard five episodes, but I didn't hear. You would think probably a ghost. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm
trying to figure
he's
out.
Back some way.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, at least they brought him back. You know.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't know if he'd be as a ghost or not. I don't know. That's nice to have him back, so.
Yeah,
and then Greg Vaughn leaving.
Nice.
Did you hear about
Yes, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they bring him back eventually.
That was a waste of a character right there.
Oh,
they didn't write
it
right, you know, with Nicole.
I know.
But who are they going to try to pair now? So now Nicole's going to be what, with that Finn guy, who I'm not impressed with.
Well,
but,
I don't know if that's,
you know,
I don't
new
know.
I don't know
that it's going that direction, but
no,
at least I don't think. Oh, maybe initially, but I don't know. I know some other things are coming up, but I don't know. But anyway, but you know,
you
it's
sound
just,
like
such
you
a
know
bummer.
Something. You sound like you know something. You
yeah,
can't probably be.
Yeah. All these secrets we know.
I can't
I can't give
anything past you two, can I?
No,
yeah.
No. Go get yourself a drink. Go get yourself a good drink.
Oh, you know, you guys.
Yeah, I messed up last night. I should
have
just let Teo keep talking and hang himself, but, you know.
I know. Well, he might have hung himself a little bit.
Oh, he does all the time anyway. So.
Of course. Yeah, I think he might have leaked a few things that weren't really out yet, apparently. But,
I think
anyway.
So, yeah. He hasn't been doing that.
But that's okay.
And he claimed, sometimes I'm not sure if it's on purpose or just, no, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell sometimes. Sometimes it's like, okay, have I heard that before? Or is it already
out?
Yeah,
there's
so many
rumors and different things. Yeah.
Anyway, so moving right along. So we've got the basic black thing starting up hot and heavy now. We've now got
Paul
and Gabby. Yeah, thank you. I was trying to think of his name. Thinking of his real name, I'm like, it's Christopher. But yeah, we got Paul and Gabby. I think that's kind of fun. I think that as far as them being not together, but
oh,
like
the face of Basic Black.
The face of Basic
yeah.
Black. I think that's kind of cool, considering he's actually John Black's son too.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll get to see them in the workplace again and having jobs.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because it seems like it's a lot of times it's been lately. It's like we never see anybody in the workplace anymore. There for a while we did, but then everybody started moving back to the pub and everything else to do all their business, all their top secret international. You know, market-sensitive business they're doing in the pub and in Club TBD, you know, for everyone to overhear.
Yeah, and Victor kicked Brady out, made a decision out of tight.
Yeah.
Because
he chose Teresa. I actually really like them now. I couldn't stand them before, but I really like them now.
Yeah, they've done a good job in redeeming the character of Teresa. So, unless Victor is right and she turns out to, you know, prove us all wrong, but, you know.
Yeah. She'll probably always be a little bad, but I think at least.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just hope they don't pull a Nicole on her and then, like, after they redeem her to where she's still got her edginess, but she's a better human being, then she reverts back to some of the BS that Nicole was doing for a while again, you know? It's like, I hope they don't do that to her. But, and then speaking of Teresa, Jen Lilly's CD, Christmas CD, is out on iTunes and everything. And I think, did I see correctly that she and Eric Marstoff have a song together? I believe they do. I just saw somebody
last
on Twitter
listening
to it. Last
year they did Baby It's Cold Outside. So.
Oh, okay, yeah, they were listening to that. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so, but anyway, she's got a CD out for Christmas, and so check that out on iTunes. And let's see. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what happens when they're living in their cramped little town home together. Brady's got to scale down. Hello?
Well, I mean, a townhome could be big. It doesn't have to
that's true.
Well, the thing is, how are you paying for the bills? How are you paying the bills if Victor got fired and Teresa's not getting paid yet? How are they paying for the bills?
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe they're going to have to eat some of that microwave food that he told Teresa not to eat. So order yourself room service, because you're going to go to the Salem Inn and order yourself room service. I was like, I guess he's going to put that on Uncle Vic's tab.
Yeah.
This might be a cruel awakening for him to discover, you know, oh, wait a minute. When I made that choice, it's actually going to hurt a little bit. I mean, that could be fun, kind of interesting. Personally, I think Basic Black needs to use him for all the naked chest shots. I think anything that requires a bare chest, I think they should use Brady Black for, definitely.
That's a good idea. You know,
yeah,
the thing is, Brady, you assume, is about 40. So, I mean, you know, why does he want to be living with his grandpa anyway? That's what I don't understand.
I know.
It's a little weird.
I think it's good. I think it's good that they're getting out. And Anne really kicked Teresa to the curb. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
well deserved, I guess.
Yeah, but I can't wait for them to make up, though. They need to make up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Oh, Steve and Kayla. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
They were so cute. I haven't seen the entire week yet, so I know I've missed some of it.
I'm back.
The supply club. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, Marianne, I know you saw through Friday's episode. I've just brought up Steve and Kayla.
Steve and Kayla? Yeah.
Scenes. Oh my gosh, at the beginning of the
week, I love Steve and Kayla. Oh, I love Steve and Kayla. That was the first time I had met Mary Beth Evans before, but that was the first time I had met Steven Nichols. A day
yeah,
of days. Oh,
I never met either one of them. So
yeah,
and,
oh
so,
yeah,
definitely.
I love them as themselves, but I also love Patch and Kayla
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, they were in the. Well, I guess Joey must be setting them up. And then I heard
but
he has help from
somebody.
Ava.
Is it Ava?
Yeah, I think
because
it's Ava. That's what I heard. We haven't seen it. But
with the promo, they showed Ava meeting him in the park, and somebody's definitely giving him hints as to what to do and everything.
Yeah.
So,
now, why she's trying to get them two together, I don't know. She's the one who's
I don't know.
But anyway, they got locked in the cleaning car storage closet or whatever, and then cleaning chemical or some kind of chemical fell, and, you know, they were getting high in there and started kissing, and then the orderly, you know, comes in at the exact wrong time. It was funny. Steve gave him this look like, are you kidding me? You know? But
then he gives him a fist bump on the way out. That was funny.
Like, thanks a lot, buddy.
Him,
you know?
Go Tiger. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
I was just
though.
About
oh,
ready
but
to get
reminded,
some, and, you know, I was like,
ugh. I know. I was
yeah.
Just, it was so cute, though. It just reminded me of the old, you know, the old days.
Of the
know?
Old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They still got it. They still got it.
Did you talk about the funeral and all that at all? I guess all that was so.
No, cool. And honestly, I haven't seen that yet. So, Carrie, did you see it?
It wasn't much of a funeral. You kind of
I heard it went fast.
Everybody was saying there was nobody at the gravesite service. I mean, Doug and Julie weren't even there. Jennifer wasn't there.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But it was nice at the pub where Carolyn gave you know, everybody was kind of down, and she said about making this a party, like, Bo wouldn't have wanted this. She's had some really good stuff, Peggy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she has.
Yeah. And she was,
wasn't sure if I could bring myself to watch it, to be honest, because I,
It was like such so sad all for like three or four weeks of just after we went through Will and then we went through Bo of him dying and all that. Then you had to go through the funeral and it's kind of depressing.
Well, and then that's what I think I liked about Steve and Kayla's scenes too is there was humor and, you know, it's like we need some of that with all the heavy stuff.
Well, yeah, we need something after that's just been so dark.
I mean, with the necktie killer, kill Abigail.
How about Robert? How about Robert Scott Wilson? Isn't he fantastic?
Oh, he is amazing. He needs to get an Emmy.
I'll tell you what, from a guy that was so dull and so like, you know, I mean, he was improving each time, and he was better than that first Ben. But he was so kind of boring, and I wasn't liking him at all with Jennifer. I mean, with
Abigail.
I mean, I do like Chad, but but as the really, they call him Batty Ben,
as batty
oh, really?
Really batshit crazy. He's like,
He's doing a really good talented job. And I mean, wasn't he just
so
one
handsome
of the,
I mean, in person.
I just love him in person. Oh my gosh, I've gotten to be
He was really
big
impressed.
As Billy,
I was by Kate Manzi too. Yeah.
Oh yes, me too.
Very sweet.
I was really and very serious about her craft and everything. They both took it very seriously. And their interview was really interesting too about their process and how they approached it and all. And you know,
and she's doing really well with the you know the desperation.
Oh yes, being just having a baby. Because right after, right at Days of Days, they had just aired the scenes where he brings her the Chinese food and you know, he's got her stuck there and she's going into labor and everything. And I said, told her, I said that those scenes made me physically ill. I mean, it was so intense and so like real and. She said, you know, in the interview that what we have on tape, she says, you know, she's like, she said she actually got sick in the bathroom after those scenes. She like actually threw up because it was like,
I mean, they're so, you know, so intense. Yeah. Now it ended with them like him handcuffing them to the bed and setting the bed on fire and taking the baby.
Oh, that was at the end of the promo. Oh my God, that's right, the promo they showed at Day of Day.
That was the promo,
that's kind of what happened.
That's what ended on Friday, but I think I saw pictures that they catch him, I guess. So
one little interesting side tidbit is we hung out with Judy, the promo lady. So nice, Judy Henninger, I think. Anyway, she hung out with us for a while, and we were talking with her, and she was telling us that she had to actually redo part of that promo right before because I guess Universal City Walk doesn't allow guns to be shown in anything on their screens there. And there was a gun in the episode with Ben, you know, she was trying not to give it away, you know, but she's like one of the characters in the promo had a gun pointed at somebody and they had to edit that out. So when you think about the promo they showed at Dave Days, it shows them setting the bed on fire. That was okay. With two people.
Yeah, that was okay, having them change
but,
the bed.
But they couldn't, show the gun. Which,
oh, yeah.
Kind of ironic.
Yeah.
But anyway. But I thought that was kind of an interesting little side tidbit, you know. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're left on Friday, because I haven't seen Friday's yet. But so Marianne, we're left on Friday where he set the bed on fire with his
JJ and Lonnie are on their way to find them. And I don't know, Rafe's still there because Rafe's dealing with Hope.
Oh, and
Hope's
that's
kinda...
JJ's sister. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah. And now Hope's getting into the revengeful, the bad.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
The dark side.
Oh,
it'll be
nighttime
Hope again, but in a different way.
Uh-oh.
You know, she's all bent on revenge and Steve and Rafe are trying to like talk her out of this, and I've seen different things, people saying that like she has seen Bo in her dreams, and Bo is saying to go after these people like for his revenge, but Bo wouldn't do that because wouldn't want her in danger.
Well, in the
so
one scene
like,
I saw where he appeared to her in the living room, he said, "No, you need to be here for Sierra and stuff." So. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess at that, because she was ready to leave right then and there and not even go to the
funeral.
Wasn't
that crazy?
And
that was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even thinking about her
but
kids.
But that's when Sierra, like, broke down and, you know.
Yeah.
She's getting, that actress is getting a little bit better.
A little bit better. I think a little bit better,
but still not as,
I guess she needs some time.
I'm wondering how Lauren Bowles would have done in that role as a 12-year-old with her father dying. Wouldn't you have loved to see how she would have done, or you know what I mean, dealt with that, or how she would have portrayed it?
Peter was kind of bummed that he didn't. I wonder if Peter was kind of bummed that when he came back, he didn't get to work with Lauren Bowles because I remember he had a soft spot in his heart for her, and he used to say how when he first met her, he knew she was the one. You know, when he did the reading with her, I think when we interviewed him that time, he said something about how she
was
really good. Yeah, he was, but how good she was as a little, even a little girl, like a little,
like this,
you know, that she was paying
attention. This actress needs more spunk, like, and more sass, like Sierra, like
well,
young
you
Sierra.
Well, you know, if you think
about like
it,
that.
You know, I try to think about the fact that, you know, when Christian Alfonso first came on, she wasn't the greatest actress in the world, you know, and she developed, and You know,
yeah,
we've had a few
others
that
Sweeney.
Developed over time.
Yeah, they all did.
We've had them develop over time. So, you know, I'm willing to give her a shot. I mean, she looks like she could be Bo and Hope's kid. I mean.
Yeah, she does. And they showed it. It was nice that they showed a picture of young Sierra as Carolyn was going through the album, reminiscing and stuff. In her with, you know, showing Sierra as the young Sierra. So they did show a picture.
Oh good.
Of her. So I thought that was nice.
Mm-hmm. So
I guess what that guy, there's that doctor now that was staying at the bed. So Doug and Julie bought the Martin mansion and turned it into a bed and breakfast or an inn or whatever. I don't know. So that one guy, after I guess it kidnapped Bo, was staying there, and that's how Hope found him and pointed the gun. She played Russian roulette with him. Did you see anybody see that?
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Anybody?
I was like, yes. What was
the? Did you not see that part?
The new
where
guy,
she played Russian
part?
Roulette.
Two.
When she found the guy that kidnapped Bo, the doctor that was torturing him.
I haven't
him.
Seen that part yet.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Malcolm or whatever? Was it Dr. Malcolm?
Yes, Dr. Malcolm. And she had him in the room.
Tell us about that.
Rafe left. So she put one bullet in the gun and, you know, she says, we're going to play a little, you know, game. And she did. She and she actually, as Rafe come in, he saw her, like, pull the trigger and the guy, like, jumped backwards. But,
my gosh.
Yeah, she's going to the dark side. And, you know, so there's some interesting stuff coming up with her. So,
yes.
So
very interesting.
Say too much. Yeah. So,
But and Carrie had to leave, so
did you talk about our interview last night at all?
Yeah, we did a little bit, but so did you want to add any, you know, did you want to share anything? We talked a little bit about
I don't know what did you guys talk about?
If you have something you want to share, even if it's a repeat, you can.
We had Teo came. It was, you know, a fun interview, and we had a lot of different callers. We had some of the same usual suspects, which was great because they're good. You know, that's great that they come to the show and talk to Teo. And but then we had some new callers, which was nice. And it was nice. We had all different kinds of conversations. I think he kind of even mentioned it. The one girl Heidi talked sports, which was different. Kind of went in a different direction. I don't know if you talked about that.
That
was interesting. Yeah, and
it was fun
he even had Dama's little girl Natasha was there, and he tried to. He was sweet, wasn't he? He was trying to talk to her, get her to talk.
I know.
So that's what he said. Oh, everybody
that was adorable.
Goes,
he's so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
nice. It was fun because it's so nice to hear old friends and friends that have known Teo for a long time and people that have known him, and then it was neat to talk with some new people and. Bring out each person brought out something, either a really neat story about meeting him or something, how he impacted them.
The stories of how he's touched people and he's never realized
yes.
it until years later
yes.
when they come
oh,
back and how they have made it, how he's made a difference in their life. Like that one lady, I don't know if you talked about that, he was at that book signing with Gloria Loring in Burbank. And that lady came up to him after 30 years. Somehow, I guess she must have met him 30 years ago. She must have been contemplating suicide. And he must have spoke with her. I don't know if he met, you know, I forget. I'd have to go back and listen again. But whatever he said to her or just meeting, a smile, just paid attention to her, said something to her.
They bumped into each other and
and
glasses
he didn't
on,
ignore
she
her.
Her eyes were bruised from being beaten or something. And and she was going to kill herself that day, and he offered such kindness. He didn't realize what was going on in her life.
No.
He was just kind
no,
to her.
No, he didn't.
And it's like it gave her hope or it gave her brain something.
One of those words where
like
she recognized him, recognized him or whatever, and he didn't, you know, brush her off or, you know. And,
right.
But, and it changed her, you know, saved her life, changed
her life. 30 years later.
30 years later, she shows up.
Because sometimes
this book tour,
they even say just a smile. If you just sometimes just smile at somebody or say something nice to somebody,
yeah.
You don't know what kind of day they're going to have, and you don't know
exactly
like how you think. But I just love hearing stories of how people have met Teo, and then the one girl that the other girl, I think. I don't know if it was Heidi or I forget which one.
Holly.
Was it Holly?
He was so supportive of her. Yeah, he was so supportive of her because she's having some challenges in her career and everything. And he just gave,
yeah.
He gave her some really good, insightful feedback that I think will really help her, that, really encouraged her.
Yeah, I think it was that Holly or somebody went there, traveled 6 miles.
Heidi did. Yeah, Heidi.
Was it Heidi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holly was
and she
the
didn't
one.
Think she
Heidi's
was going
to
see him.
Yeah.
And they,
Heidi
she got the
to
security
him.
Guard
yeah.
was nice enough to go behind the tent. And she happened to be standing beside her. What, sometimes it's fate and what are the odds, And there was Greg Meng, and he made sure that, and Teo did go out in the rain,
mm-hmm.
which he hates. I have to tell, this is a major thing because he hates the rain because he bitches about the rain, and if it's raining, he hates to go outside the house. So for him to go out, get his hair all messed up,
But he was
so,
thinking, gosh, all these people have been standing there for all those hours.
He made a sacrifice, let me tell you. Yeah.
But he appreciated the way he made it sound, though, is, he really appreciated the sacrifice they had made being out there and coming all that way to see him. And that was who she wanted to see. And so it was really neat to
and
hear
to go
how,
all that way, and not, and I'm sure there were a lot of other people that
and
got turned.
Telling
over. I know there
were
because I've heard
them,
from people that were very disappointed.
And it was kind of the way it was set up, I think, with the Titanic Museum and everything, from what I heard.
Yeah,
that it wasn't
from what
the
I heard,
actors'
it was like
fault.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the actors or days. It was the way it was run at the museum. I think the book signings at Barnes & Noble were a little bit maybe more organized. And plus, they never imagined 5,000 people.
You never know
no matter how
many
much
people
she planned,
are going to be there. I mean,
right.
That's the thing. How could they
plan
envision
for that?
I mean, that was
yeah.
crazy. I mean,
and
it was wonderful.
The actors were amazing.
Out,
they stayed four
oh
extra
gosh,
hours.
They signed all those. Oh, they signed all day
and
long.
And I even asked
like
him
that.
Too, and he said that his arm, it did not, you would think.
I know.
How would your hand feel after
my
8
hand
hours?
Would, my
it
hand
did,
would be numb after 30 signatures.
And he said it really, I guess it didn't seem to bother him.
Yeah, he said it didn't bother him. He said, I love the way he said he got the, he picked up the energy from all the people there, and he just,
I think that's
he
is.
Just, I thought that was really neat.
I think it was exciting to him, and he's, I know he had never, because he had asked me if I had ever been to Pigeon Forge or to Tennessee, or that part of the country.
Yeah,
and
I've
said,
never been there.
No, I hadn't, because he had never been either. And I says, but I know you're going at, they went in October, and I says, you're going at a beautiful time of the year, because I said, here the leaves are, and I'm sure it's really nice down in the Smoky Mountains down there. And I know he really liked, that area down there, and he really enjoyed his time, down there with Deidre and Warren and Christian, so. They all had had a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like they had a good time. So.
But I love the stories of how people, have met him.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was so fun to get some, to have some new
and he
fun
tells
friends
great
on
stories
Twitter
too.
And everything. Yeah, he does. And I'm telling you, that book has some really great stories in it that he tells. Oh my gosh, you guys got to check out that celebrity.
Yeah,
well,
and
celebrity
and celebrity.
Introducing celebrity 1 mil at a time. Oh my gosh, when we were sitting there talking with him a day of days later, it was like the stories he was telling.
And I loved how Lauren would hold up and she'd say a name like Jackie Kennedy, Robert Redford, and he told the story. And there's many, many stories in there. Like there's Charlton Heston, John Aniston. There's just so many. And Eileen Davidson. So hopefully everybody can get that seduced. And now Places, he's talking again about going, which I've told him.
And doing a tour.
He needs to do a tour of Places. That's what he did, his one-man show when he did Journeys out in L.A.
That's he needs to be a natural storyteller.
Yes, and he has a stage presence that...
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh, I can't even imagine, yes. Ugh.
Yeah, and that hour went by so quick. I mean, you could stay there and you could just listen to him for 3 hours. I mean, it's just so much. He's like a walking encyclopedia. You know, he's a wealth of information and knowledge.
Wouldn't he be an amazing, like, he should do one of those TED Talk
college
things.
College.
Or like a professor, you know, somewhere.
Oh, he'd be a great teacher, college professor.
Oh, can you imagine?
Excellent. Mm. Yes.
I'd be like, I'd be on the front row every day.
In the front row.
Hoping the buttons fall off.
I'd be getting A's. I'd be getting A's for sure. I know that.
Teacher's pet.
I'd be getting, I know it.
Can I sit on your lap, Tao?
Yeah,
I mean, Mr. Penglis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that we're going down a whole other road now, aren't we? Wait, let's redirect.
Yeah. We didn't get any naughty out of him, did we?
We
might have got a little bit.
Just a little bit. He was pretty well behaved.
Just a little bit, yeah. He started drinking there. We should have, you know, waited a little longer.
There you go.
But he's very, he took all the callers. You know, I did get through all the callers that did call in.
Yeah.
So nobody got left behind. And he usually tries to get everybody that did call in.
Yeah.
So
it was very, very gracious. Lots of fun. Very giving. Very, as always. So we very much enjoyed
and
it.
And also, in his, when he tells his stories, they're very educational, but he's very humorous too. And he makes it funny. Yeah, so that's so I'm hoping that
he sees it from the same 12-year-old boy that had to touch the mummy at the museum.
Oh, yeah. And he did start out his story. Yes. He did start
he's
his,
still,
out his story.
He says it mm-hmm. from the curiosity of that child's perspective, but with a lifetime of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say? That's kind of a good way to kind of summarize on him. But anyway... So let's see. Did we cover? There was a little. We didn't talk much about Kate. There was a little bit of Kate with the whole basic black thing, but not a whole lot. So I think we're going
to
see more.
Oh, we're trying
to
get her and Andre together.
Yes, and we did talk
a little bit about that.
Carrie and I talked about that. That there's some things coming up.
Yes, he's very happy about that. So that's exciting to hear.
Yes, we're all happy about that.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in seeing Kate and Andre together or support that idea, you can follow at Condre Fans, Kate and Andre, Condre Fans on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And Andre needs some love, you know.
He does.
He's had some good scenes. He's had some good scenes with Sammy.
Yeah. I guess we've got some good scenes coming up with Martha Madison, too. Huh?
Martha Madison, Now, I know he's looking for but I think they're coming up next week. I'm thinking
they haven't
shown yet, because I haven't seen them.
I think so, too. Yeah.
There was one scene with her. And he's also looking very fine in his suits and everything.
Andre,
is dressing very well, so...
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Was it Greg? Greg, the DJ last night, that was saying that he had gotten to be a fan of Tony Ramirez when he was watching the show when he was younger, and he tried to go out and get a few suits to kind of like win the ladies over, Tony Ramirez style. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so adorable. I was like, oh, that was fun.
Because Taya was even asking him, and what did you do, what did that consist of? Like, he was kind of curious to know, like, what he... Because I know when he was Tony, he did wear a lot of suits and, like, tuxes and, and he wore the leather pants and...
Mm-hmm.
I remember the leather pants.
Why would you remember that? What were you looking at, Marianne?
And they were tight leather pants, too, let me tell you.
Oh, yes. Very well-fitting, I would say.
Very well-fitting, yes.
Yes, I believe that was about, wasn't it the 1980s that we decided to start the Ban the Button campaign, buttons or outlaw buttons?
Because
we don't like him wearing buttons. We like him wearing things that do not have buttons. But anyway.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can't think of it. Is Julie now running the Martin House as like a bed and breakfast or something, or hotel, or what?
They bought it as a hotel. Yeah, as a hotel.
Okay.
And that guy was their first tenant or their first guest. Yeah.
And what was he doing in Salem?
Well, that's what they kind of tracked him.
Oh.
They went through that girl that was posing as Britta's daughter.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
who gave
yeah.
him up,
Claudia,
I guess.
Claudia?
Yeah. Claudia,
okay.
Claudia, yeah.
Gotcha. So she kind of got him to come.
Yeah, and so we don't know why he's in Salem or who he's working
okay.
for, although we
okay.
could maybe guess who he might be working for
yeah,
or not
sure.
working for. Maybe it's spot uh-huh. that he's working for, but yeah. There's
uh-huh.
there's a lot of story coming up with him
oh,
and Hope.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so... But I don't know. My voice is starting to run out.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, with what Matt,
I wasn't sure I was
going
to be able to talk tonight after all. Yeah, we talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was nice. Carrie came on. I figured I was going to try to call as soon as I got out. I was like, I was left the parking
oh, yeah.
lot when I called.
No,
so
no,
I thought,
that was
oh. But I didn't
no,
know if you
I'm
were being
Carrie was
by yourself.
I was glad Carrie was able to come too. So, yeah, so anyway, but if you don't have anything else, I can't think of anything else right now. I'm sure there's a lot of other things, but I just can't.
What, through the show? Yeah, I can't think. Those were the main, I guess those were the major story things that we talked
yeah.
about, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all righty then. It is an hour later tonight that we're doing this, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. We're headed. I know you're headed towards midnight now. Your time. So.
Yes, I'm headed towards midnight. It was midnight
I'm
last
sure
night. Teo kept us up till midnight.
That's
last
right.
Night.
That's right. Well, that was a good thing.
Well, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. But all right. Well, then I'm glad you were able to make it, and we'll be back to our normal time next Saturday, and we may have be looking for us because we may have some other interviews coming up in the next few weeks. So.
Oh, okay.
Just we'll be seeing about that. So anyway, and then Teo's birthday is on the 15th of December. So for those
yes.
of you,
and my husband
who would
is
like
on
to...
the 14th. So
I didn't realize.
Yes,
that.
Sagittarian men
oh.
in my life.
Oh
yeah.
boy,
go figure.
How'd you yeah. manage that, Mama Hoot?
Yeah, I don't know. One on the 14th, one on the 15th. So.
Oh,
yeah.
boy. Roar.
Roar, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
And I know Teo didn't, did you say we mentioned his birthday last night, and he kind of like,
and he wasn't too happy we did.
Yeah, because do you know why? Everyone
uh-huh.
is big one. Big 7-0.
Yes, it's a big, it's a
don't 7-0. Say that too much. Yeah, the big 7-0.
Hey, if I look that good at 70, I'd be like, hey, whatever.
Oh, my God. I know.
You know,
he
still has. I mean, there are girls that were teenagers
yes.
and in their 20s and, like, 30 that were, like, when they met him at Dave Days, were like, oh, my gosh.
Did
and
you
like,
see
Heidi
those
was telling,
there
Heidi
some of those
was
young
telling
girls
me,
hanging all over him? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Heidi
oh my
was
God.
Telling me she fell in love with Tony and Anna back when she was a little kid in the 80s. And
mm-hmm.
so she knew quality then. So, you know, that's it, man. I mean, he's got
hey, even
it.
Those
like,
little, even those little 4 and 5 year old girls, they know, you know.
Oh,
even
yeah.
little Sydney.
Well,
I remember. She, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little baby that played
oh, yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah, they know. Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh.
All
okay.
right. Well, I guess we're good for now.
Ready
so
for bed
until
for
next
me.
Week. Yeah. All right, ready yeah. for my voice to go out. So,
okay. Well,
all right. Well, it was good talking, chatting, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.